Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I'm Tanisha Hyde, your relationship transformation agitator. Our podcast is dedicated to my fellow Gen X women who have been surviving by hiding behind the mask that we are conditioned to wear and silently suffering from the overwhelm that we feel just trying to be all things to all people. Now, the focus of the podcast is going to be mindset, forgiveness, identifying, acknowledging, and healing our shadow self and our inner traumas from past things that we have not dealt with, and becoming reacquainted with our full, true, authentic self. Our episodes will air weekly, and the purpose of our episodes is to remind you that you are beautifully perfect in all your imperfections, and that no matter who you are, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I'm here to hold space for you, to support you through your transformation, to agitate your thoughts, and to give you inspiration that will help guide you through your healing, your rebuilding, and reevaluating your relationships, starting with the relationship that you have with yourself and then moving on to your relationships with others. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the mask to come off and to live freely in your beautiful, authentic self? Well, if so, I want you to grab a glass of your favorite beverage. I've got mine, and we're going to virtually toast to one another's transformation. You ready? Let's get started. Today, I want to specifically talk about something that we haven't directly spoken about in a little while, and that is our limiting beliefs. And yes, they can be vast, just depending on who you are, what your experiences are like, and all types of different variations, situations, circumstances, and things like that. But specifically, I want to talk about the fact that we struggle with these limiting beliefs. And in all honesty and all actuality, the fucked up part about it is they didn't really come from us. And I say this because in my own journey, the limiting beliefs that I've had to eradicate, that I've had to remove, and even a few that continue to linger, they all came from someone else. These things are not thoughts that I had of myself, regarding myself, about myself, before someone planted that seed. And so that's why I wanted to talk about it today, because I really, really want us to think about these things. And I know that when dredging up the past and going through the past and looking at this and looking at that and evaluating this and evaluating that, sometimes, yes, it can be exhausting. Sometimes, yes, it can make you feel like, how did I get here? How did I become this messed up person? How did I become this shell or watered down or light version of myself? We do wonder that. We do. And sometimes it can be like, you know what? No, today is just not the day. I don't feel like it right now. I can't keep doing this because I'm making myself feel worse. And all of these excuses that we give because we don't want to deal with that pain, or we don't want to deal with those memories. And as I say all the time, I understand where you're at. I've been there. This walk is not easy. I've said it a lot. It's not for the faint of heart. It's not for someone that is not willing to endure. But getting back to those limiting beliefs, today I just want to really, really encourage you. I want to encourage you to look at them. That bullshit that came from somebody else, should not be allowed to continue to bother you, to hinder you, to stagnate you. Those seeds that were planted were from a poisonous tree. Those seeds that were planted was from someone that had already given up on themselves. And so, as the saying goes, misery loves company. So they wanted to invite you to their party, their pity party, or they sent out mass invitations to anyone that would open them and join their party. But we can decide that, no, I'm going to leave. I made my appearance. I said hi. I waved. I might have had a drink or two, or maybe not. But I'm out of here. This is not my scene. This is not my life. This is not my headspace. This is not who I am or what I do. You can make that choice. And if you decide to make it, whenever you decide to make it, that is the right time for you, and it is perfectly fine. So today's message or episode is just really, really simple. It's really simple. Look at the source of those limiting beliefs. Who fed you that bullshit? Because it didn't come from you. That is not your self-image. That is not how you see you. You just unfortunately were the fertile soil where that poison seed fell. Because again, you're fertile ground. You nourished it. You made it grow. So let's turn that frown upside down. There was a positive you were able to grow with. But now that we realize, okay, you know what? No, that wasn't meant for me. So now I'm going to dig this up, root and all, and get it on up out of here because it doesn't belong here. And we don't have to send it back where it came from. We don't have to. Again, that seed came from a poisonous tree. That tree's already miserable. It's already dying. So there's no need to send it back where it came from. Just going to dismiss it, remove it, excavate it out of our life, out of our field, out of our heart, our mind, our self-talk. We're getting rid of it. Doesn't belong here. We'll set it on fire during a releasing ceremony at the full moon, but it doesn't belong here. So that's all I wanted to remind you of, is that those limiting beliefs are somebody else's poisonous seed. There is no validation for that information. There's no reason. And it was nothing that you did. You're not wrong. You're not less than. You're not lacking. You're not without. You're not unintelligent. You're not weak. You just received that invitation to that pity party. And because you didn't know, you attended. But now it's time to vacate that venue, because that's not where you want to be. That's not what you want to do. And that is not who you are. So as with all things, when we remove that negative, we make sure that we replace that with something positive. So as we're looking at the source, that negative self-view was given to us, we want to look at ourselves through ourselves. We get to decide who and what we are. We get to accept and acknowledge and flaunt all that is us, regardless of if anybody else likes it. That is us being authentically ourselves. yeah, I might be kind of goofy. I might be kind of quirky. I might be a nerd. I might like things that nobody else around me seems to like. So damn what? That's who you are. Be that. Be that. And be that boldly. And be that proudly. Because I guarantee you, even if those immediate vicinity don't like it or don't accept it, there are plenty of people that will love that about you. And the only reason that they're not showing you how much they love that now is because you're not allowing it to be seen. So they don't know. So you gotta walk in that authenticity that is you. Not the you that somebody else told you you needed to be, or somebody else told you they should be, or somebody else's opinion of what is whatever the hell. Because again, who cares? Again, who cares what somebody else thinks? This is your life. This is your existence. And you should be able to live that the way that makes you happy. You should be able to express yourself in a way that makes you happy. You should be able to show people the you that makes you happy. So yeah, today I just wanted to say that, bring that little tidbit up about limiting beliefs. And we might be on this subject for a little while. I don't know. But that's just what's in my spirit, on my heart, and what I'm seeing right now. And so that's why I wanted to talk to you about that today. Okay? So yes, let's do the work even when it's rough. Okay? Let's do the digging even when we don't necessarily want to get down and dirty, because that's what we got to do to get back to us, to get back to the us who we are, who we were born to be, before everybody else started putting a half us in it and we didn't know any better than to listen to. And once more, it's not your fault. That's a them issue, not a you issue, love. They have a problem with what they couldn't achieve or what they didn't like about themselves, and they just happen to throw it onto you, deflect it at you, drop it in your lap. That's a them problem. It's not a you problem. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. And that's what they knew to do. So, okay, fine. I'll forgive you. And then continue on. Because again, forgiveness is not about saying that they were right. It's about freeing yourself. And so that's what we do. Okay, yeah, you didn't know any better than to try. You needed that weight off of you, so you dropped it on me. Okay, cool. That's what you knew to do, or what you thought was best. All right, fine. I mean, I'd appreciate it. Caused me a bunch of grief and a bunch of bullshit for however long I've been carrying this mess. But as of today, that's done. And I ain't even mad at you about it. But I'm done. This limiting belief has to go right now. Right now. So think about it. Think about it. And if you need help, if you need somebody to listen, if you need somebody to talk to, somebody you can get it out, somebody that has been there, somebody that understands, somebody that won't judge you, then reach out to me. All my contact information will always be in the show notes. So there are many ways that you can get a hold of me. If you need somebody to hold your hand, walk beside you, just be there as you take this walk, as you embark on this journey, I would love to be a part of it. And I'll always be here for you. So if you need me, reach out. But absolutely, let's start getting rid of all of these limiting beliefs that have no business in our lives, that are not there to uplift us or help us to be the greater version of us. Just think about it. And if you got questions or concerns, like I said, reach out. Leave me a comment. Send me an email. Hit me in the DMs on social media. we could definitely have the conversations. Okay. All right. Hope you enjoy the episode. Until next time, cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for listening to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
I would like for you to remember to subscribe so that way you'll get a notification every time a new episode is posted. Remember, if you want to share your thoughts or your concerns or you have something to add to the conversation, feel free to leave me a comment. And also, if you're enjoying my content and the things that we're talking about, make sure that you leave me your 5-star ratings. Also, if you want to continue the conversation, you can join my Facebook group. It is free and it's called Owning Your Season. It'll also be listed for you below in the show notes. So again, thank you for joining, and until next time, cheers to your transformation.